6 days and counting until the new and final Harry Potter book arrives in bookstores. The hype around the release of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows is full of speculation about how the book will end, especially about whether Harry will survive. As NPR's Lynn Neary reports, young readers who like to take their time with a book may have to go into hiding to avoid finding out what happens prematurely.
There's a Harry Potter survey at kidsreads.com, a website devoted to books for children and teens. Among the questions on the survey, do you plan to read Harry Potter as soon as possible, or are you not rushing it? Carol Fitzgerald, founder of the website, says the response from more than 3,000 kids was overwhelming. 84% say as soon as possible.
And they think that it will take them 2 days to read it. So a 784-page book, I take it no chores are happening around those houses for a couple of days.
With so many so eager to read the book, Fitzgerald says, the ending won't stay secret for long.
This is like the Super Bowl. You know how you try to avoid seeing the score if you didn't watch the game, but it's every place? I just see with the internet, newspaper, television, radio, everything out there right now, this is going to come out, and it's going to come out quickly.
I can run a search.
Okay.
And see what we can find.
At Politics and Prose Bookstore in Washington, D.C., a group of avid young readers gathered the other night to talk about the end of Harry Potter. Ranging in age from 12 to 17, they've read all the Harry Potter books and are eagerly awaiting the new one. Most of them say they read books quickly, but 15-year-old Jacob Horn says usually he likes to take his time.
With a book that I really like, sometimes when I'm close to the end, I will start to go at that faster speed, but most of the time I'm sort of afraid of finishing it because I don't want to be done with it if it's a book that I'm liking.
Okay, we've got the last Harry Potter book coming. Does anybody want to savor it? You're all going to rush right through it.
Probably, yeah.
If for no other reason, I just know that if I don't read this book as quickly as possible, I'm going to go outside and someone's going to say, so how about the end of the book? I mean, wasn't it cool how X died? I mean, it always happens, so I'm going to rush through it whether I want to or not.
17-year-old Charlotte Bush and 14-year-old Jordy Laura Hobbs say a lot of people are going to try very hard to shut out news about Harry Potter.
I'm in a play the night after it comes out, and we have a rule saying no discussing the book backstage. Like, you can bring a copy backstage, but you can't talk about it.
Do you think there's any way to avoid finding out what happens if you...
Actually, my mom, since she works at Politics and Pro, she said she saw a lot of customers who got their vouchers and who said, as soon as I get the book, I'm going home, closing the blinds, turning off the phone, turning off the TV and everything else, and I'm locking the door until I finish reading the book.
12-year-old Erin O'Brien is not happy about the timing of the book's release. She'll be on vacation in a small town in Minnesota when it comes out.
There's like one tiny bookstore, and it's all, like, classic old books. And I leave, like, in the afternoon of the 20th, which is, like, totally unfortunate. And then I get back on the 27th, so I'm going to have to wait all the way till the 27th to get the Harry Potter book. And I'm, like, so depressed.
Still, Erin says, it's better than what happened to her little brother, who's just starting to read the series.
My next-door neighbor, who's my really close friend, she decides to tell my brother 2 nights ago that...
No, we won't do it. We won't tell you what Erin's friend told her younger brother about what happens to Sirius Black in the fifth book, because as Erin says...
Way to ruin it.
After all, there's a whole new generation of Harry Potter readers out there who are thumbing their way through picture books as we speak, and we're not about to ruin it for them. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.